Gabby's Expansion by Alyssa the Comic Book Babe. Gabrielle was always short, slim, and unnoticeable. So unnoticeable that she practically stood out. Nothing about her screamed sexy, and that frustrated her. Gabby's school reunion was coming up. Her friends thought it would be funny to show up in their old gym clothes. Many of the girls thought it would be impossible since they were so much bigger than they used to be. Much to Gabby's dismay, hers fit perfectly, maybe even looser than before. When she showed it off to the other girls, they laughed uproariously. The others showed up on that special night. None of them had actually shown up in the gym clothes like they had planned. Alyssa at least showed up in matching colors. Her flirty maroon skirt and low-cut white pullover. Gabby felt so out of place. She was the only one who hadn't grown since high school. And to add insult to injury, she was now in clothes that didn't match the mood of the party. Gabby excused herself while others were too busy catching up with anyone that wasn't her, and walked into the supply room. Fighting back tears, she looked at her flat self in the mirror. She felt lower than low. She could feel tears welling up inside, and just when she thought she couldn't hold them back anymore, the door opened, and Alyssa walked in. "Hey," Alyssa said. She closed the door behind her and walked up to Gabby. "I saw you running in here. Is everything okay?"
"No,"
Gabby said instinctively.
"I mean, yes. No. Wait. No. I'm not okay."
Alyssa put her arm around Gabby's shoulder, and she was surprised to feel some heft to Alyssa's arm.
"What's wrong? I can't promise I can help, but I'll do my best."
"It's just," Gabby sniffed. "Everyone's so beautiful. They really glowed up. And me? Like, nothing happened to me. Like, even you. You're as tiny as I was when we were in high school. But with your arm around me, I can tell you've changed. You're heavier."
She immediately regretted saying that as Alyssa moved her arm from her shoulder.
"Not in a bad way."
"That should do it." Alyssa smiled and almost giggled.
"You know," she started, "I should show you something."
She walked up to the door and locked it. Gabby's eyes went wide.
"Alyssa?"
"Relax, Gabby. I'm not going to fuck you."
Breath escaped Gabby's lungs in a relaxing sigh. She was, and always would be, into guys. Alyssa slipped off her low-cut top. Her back was ripped, well-defined lines of muscle, and her stomach was ripped like a washboard. Maybe Gabby wasn't only into men. "Unless, of course, you want me to." Gabby blushed deeply and swallowed hard, but then she noticed there was a torn top under the low-cut one Alyssa wore. It was her gym top. Shoulder muscles were bulging from the sleeves, and it was giving her breasts the lift she needed for an impressive view of cleavage. Gabby had regretted wearing the tank top version. Alyssa unzipped the side of her maroon skirt, and it slipped slowly down her legs, which looked more and more ripped the more they were revealed. So thick, so meaty, so swole. Under that skirt, there was a ripped pair of shorts, ripped up the side to that elastic waistband with rock-hard quads and thighs too big to fit inside them. They were the same gym shorts, and holy fuck, Gabby did kind of want to be manhandled by her.
"I thought," Gabby started.
"Nope. I wore it too. Well, I tried, at least. Alyssa twirled her muscle body with the ripped fragments in front of Gabby, and her jaw lowered unconsciously. This all happened last week. I wanted to wear it, but as you can see, I'm not exactly street legal. The more Alyssa showed off her body, the more Gabby wanted to grab her, stroke her, rub up against her. How? Can you teach me? Of course, Alyssa put her hand out. Get over here. She lowered her voice a bit, like Scorpion, and when she saw Gabby needing a little encouragement, she imaginarily lassoed her and pulled her up to her feet. Wow, light as a feather. Or I'm strong as an ox. Alyssa flexed a bicep and Gabby slurped drool back into her mouth. Or maybe even both? Gabby tried to compose herself. So, how does this work? Alyssa got behind Gabby and turned her to face the mirror. Gabby's eyes bulged. Alyssa's cleavage peeked over her head. And if Gabby's head moved a little one way or the other, it would cover up a nipple trying to leap its way out of Alyssa's top. She wanted to bury her face in there. Alyssa bent down and whispered softly in Gabby's ear. Close your eyes. Gabby's spine shivered. Imagine that perfect body. The body you always wanted. Make it real in your mind. And tell me about this body you desire. Gabby sighed.
Well, she would be taller for sure.
Alyssa stroked up the side of one of her legs. Gabby leaned away from her at first.
Alyssa?
Shh. Alyssa shushed her. Trust me. Gabby slowly leaned back into her hand and felt her stroking again. It felt so good, like her thigh was flexing, but Alyssa's stroking was smoothing it all out. Soon, and maybe it wasn't her imagining things, but it felt like Alyssa was digging her fingernails into her thigh, her non-existent skin and bone thigh. You want to be thick,
Yes. Gabby moaned. Tall, soft, thick. I want to look like a fertility goddess.
Alyssa moaned. Yes, goddess. Her hands moved her chest and started massaging. Gabby moaned and breathed harder.
Alyssa. What are you?
A goddess should have tits.
Yes. Big fucking tits.
She moaned as Alyssa's hands moved inside her tank top and tweaked her nipples. Her fingers just stroking them as they got harder and pulling away, making Gabby whine.
No, please, more.
She arched her back, trying to push herself into Alyssa's palms. She felt her chest pushing forward, straining, swelling to meet her hands. Then she felt it. Alyssa's hands cupping her generous breasts. And they were still swelling, still getting heavier, still bringing her closer to orgasm.
Oh, God, Alyssa! If you do that much more...
Alyssa slipped her hand off her now swollen tits.
No, more!
Gabby tried to lift her hands up to her chest again, but Alyssa was still far too strong. So she had a different idea and pushed Alyssa's hand into her shorts.
Gabby! Alyssa squeaked.
Please... I need it so bad. That felt so good. And you can't leave me to my imagination. I want that body so bad.
Imagination? Alyssa questioned, her hand still circling in Gabby's shorts.
Oh, yes. That feels amazing.
Alyssa noticed that Gabby's eyes were still closed. Darling, that body is real. Open your eyes.
I can't. This feels too good. I don't want to be disappointed. This body is my dream, and I never want to wake up. Besides, your fingers, I've never felt this good before.
I said, Alyssa sped up her circles. Gabby moaned, her thighs quaking. Open your eyes. And Alyssa jammed her finger deep between Gabby's soft, wet lips.
Ugh!
Gabby screamed as her eyes popped open, and those fingers brought her close to coming. But the sight in the mirror rocketed her over the edge. Her body was gorgeous. She was at least a foot taller. Her thighs were ballooning out of the bottom of her shorts. Her top barely covered her chest. Her stomach was completely exposed in her breast. Her glorious tits were swelling out the side of her top, and watching them jiggle when she came just made her come harder. Along with the strong, powerful hand of Alyssa, edging out powerful multiples as Gabby squealed and strained herself to the limit, begging to just get fucked. Grabbing onto the mirror by the sides, her body convulsed and collapsed against the cool surface. When Gabby was able to move again, she whipped herself around and mashed her face against Alyssa's in a long, kissing embrace.
I'm sorry, she whispered. I needed to do that. That was amazing.
It was just as I had expected. I didn't know how to tell you how hard I crushed on you in high school. So this was a real dream come true for us both. Gabby pulled out her phone.
I thought you had a crush on Gina.
She started tapping on her phone. What are you doing? Gabby snapped a pic of herself in the mirror.
And send.
Alyssa's phone buzzed. She had an invite to a new chat group with Gabby and Gina.
No, no, what have you done?
She opened the chat up, and there was Gabby busting out of her gym outfit. Under the pic, there was just a text in all caps.
Gina, get your spankable ass in here. Alyssa and I have something to show you.
It wouldn't be long before Alyssa had shown her talent to anyone who wanted, and the reunion ball was a jam-packed success with horny giant people everywhere.